Podcast Ranger.
Welcome one and all to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Gar, get that Orc Caliber out of my face! I know you're so happy and proud that you have one, but you don't need to be like, hey, I got an Orc Caliber, I'm so special.
It's not even in my hands.
Go with it.
Oh.
You ruined the bit!
Shit.
We have the five core casters here tonight. Welcome back, Emily.
Thank you, guys.
How was Ottawa?
She went to visit Mercury Caster.
No,
in the capital.
I actually didn't. I was
born. Sorry!
No, I actually wasn't! No,
I swear!
No, I didn't, I swear!
I lost it. It's funny how you guys are laughing, and Raven, once again, has a weapon in his hand.
Yep. I mean, I usually do when it comes to
podcasts. So Raven keeps all of us in check.
I'm on the show for 2 seconds, and I've already messed up.
Lane, you talking about Forza again? Ow!
Don't worry, guys. We have a bunch of Voltrants to talk about.
Did you
about.
Say Tokuger? Ow!
Wait, you like Ninja?
Those are naughty words now.
Wait, you like Ninja? I'm going to do worse than stab you.
We're going to summon the monster.
Going right up He's going right up your butthole,
and
Morty.
Out the window he goes.
Right up there, Morty.
Okay, let's get into our news.
Okie dokie.
First bit of news. Remember a while back there was talk about Premium Bandai opening its stores to North American buyers?
Yeah, we made a joke that Bruno from NPR Toys would be like the president of the building.
Well, guess what? It's happening!
Wait, really? Nice.
Premium Bandai has opened a new branch of their web store for North America.
That means it's going to be more expensive over here.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, it only includes a couple things from the Gundam and SH Monster Arts line, but...
Monster Arts?
Hopefully, they'll open up more and they'll get some, like, Rider and Sentai stuff.
Oh, dude, I want my Monster Arts, man.
Let's take a quick look and see what's there. So, for anyone who wants to go there, it's us.p-bandai.asia.
Even though it's a Canadian... Even though it's made in Canadian.
Any Kamen Rider stuff?
No.
No, it's only Gundam and Monster Arts right
now.
Oh, it's bullshit!
And when we say Gundam, that's pretty much just model kits straight out of light novels that never got animated.
And a Monster Arts Mothra, adult form and larval form.
Ooh!
Yay.
Wait, okay, click on the Mothra.
I like Mothra.
How much is the Mothra?
Priceless.
Oh, look at that.
Oh my god, it comes with fucking antenna lasers!
Mothra is priceless.
US, $98.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, especially when it comes with the larva form.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't come with the other larva.
You know what, if I get a Mothra, I'm gonna pose in the best thing ever, just sit sleeping. And then try to be summoned for 45 minutes.
I just love this shot with the lightning effect from its...
Even though it has never done that.
I will legit say, yeah, I've seen it do it before.
It's
done it and does it in the game.
Alright.
But honestly, no, I love Mothra. It's one of my favorite kaijus.
You know, sorry.
No, I was just saying that I love Mothra, sorry.
Mothra's fucking cool.
A blanket statement.
But for right now, nothing beats Mechagodzilla and fucking Hedera.
Alright, this isn't
nothing
about
beats Mechagodzilla, except Mothra.
This isn't about monsters. The point is, Premium Bandai has opened a North America store, so we'll hopefully be seeing some more Toku products coming on for North American buyers.
Yay. You gotta expand on your kaiju movies, man.
Or I could not.
And just continue watching Sentai.
Yeah, I've got to expand on my Sentai first.
Alright then.
Next. Previously we reported that Yuria Haga, star from Kamen Rider Fize and Kiva, has announced her marriage. And apparently she posted a blog post saying that the cast of Kiva gave her a surprise party to celebrate her wedding.
Aww. Well, that's cool.
They didn't state which members, but a bunch of Kiva co-stars... through a surprise party.
Yeah, estimate. Like, only, like...
Could this lead to Kiva 10 years later?
Well, in 2029?
Otoya comes back!
It was 2008, so next year would be 10 years later.
No, like, with Wataru's son from the future.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever his year comes up, we have to do Kiva again.
Oh, yeah, and then you know what you do? Yeah, so you have the story be about, like, his son, and they help him in the future.
And then
for some reason...
It travels back to 2009.
Yeah, they travel back in the 80s and get Otoya when he's still alive, and then get him to fight Ixa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Because the Ixa suit will live on.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, next. We have some magazine scans
regarding the upcoming
bits of Exe.
He's back, motherfuckers! My man
you're using it to commit seppuku.
Yes. There you go. Thank you.
It's no. fantastic.
So, apparently, and there's somehow, the title.
No.
Kuroto.
No. That it deserves a better pun than that.
If we come up with a better one, we'll write it.
Fantastic.
So, some reason, Kuroto Dan comes back, and he comes back as Genmu level 0, and he uses the Proto Mighty Action X Origin. So apparently, it's a Proto Mighty Action X of Proto Mighty Action X.
Well, think of it. Proto Mighty Action X, like the original one, or like, well, the first one that we saw.
Yeah, it's purple one.
Now, yeah, the purple, that was probably like a modified version.
Yeah.
So this is like the actual Proto
this
Mighty
This is
X.
the actual Proto Mighty Action X.
You know what I was kind of hoping for this? Because, like, the demo version that Emu had as a kid, Mighty Action C, I'd like to see them make a gashit of Mighty Action C.
And now I'm like, guys, X-Ray has turned to Digimon. People don't die, they just come back later.
They just get reconfigured.
Unless your name is Wizardmon and Kyuria, then I mean, you just stay dead.
Wizardmon, it's because he died in the real world.
I know he did. It's because he died in the real world.
That was
he
the
couldn't
whole
get
thing.
Respawned.
Yeah. That Digimon try little bit of, oh yeah, by the way, this is the Fang.
But it seems he's coming back with, like, a huge hatred for Pallad, I understand.
I mean, he...
Bro, you
I mean, he
me.
Did murder him. Yeah.
And so he's gonna team up with Emu to fight Paradox, so...
So we have, in fact, a case where a villain comes back and fights the hero who's possessed by the actual villain.
Now, we don't know if he's fully gonna stay a good guy, or maybe he'll just die again, who knows. He might be redeemed, he might stay evil. I'm okay with however his character goes. Like, personally, more so I'd like him to just kind of be evil again and become Kronos, because that's kind of seems to be more likely.
We'll get into that in a bit, but yeah. For those who are looking at the suit of Genmu level 0, it's literally just the level 2 suit, but they took
the
gray lined undersuit from suits like Drive Gamer and just kitbashed the two together, so the only difference with Genmu's quote-unquote level 0 is that it's got the silver lines in the undersuit instead of purple.
Good, it's because it's supposed to look like a proto-Gashat.
And also he has, like, silver leg plates instead of purple ones, so...
I kind of wish they'd done more to change it. If this is supposed to be his redemption arc, I would have liked, for example, like, the eyes to be, like, solid instead of the whole cartoony villain eyes that he had.
Yeah, and judging from, like, the picture of seeing, like, actual Dan, he, like, has his normal hairstyle back, and he's kind of wearing more, like...
Casual
clothing.
But still business presentable.
He's just in rehab.
Maybe.
I'm interested to see how powerful level 0 is, because...
Is it going to be another level X moment where it's kind of technically...
Because limited. 0 is the number of infinite potential.
Right.
That's type
of some of that shit. No, it's just level 0, because I will divide you by 0.
Yeah.
Which is nothing.
Well, all I know is when they come out with this Proto Mighty Action X Origin gadget, I must get this.
Yeah.
I must get all things Dan
and
get
move. Also in this article, we see our first actual look at the Kamen Rider Kronos suit.
And it's cool.
It's Kamen Rider Ecliptor.
Also, Graphite gets a new form.
Graphite level 99.
Yeah, I actually like it. He's like silver and then has like a red arm.
It's mostly red, but yeah.
It looks more orange.
No, look at this one here. It's reddish.
I liked when
it's
he
like
used,
a pale red.
I liked when he used the Proto Dragon Knight Hunter set. I liked his design there because it was like gold and silver.
It was black and gold.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Because Proto Gashes.
Any
yeah,
water?
Awesome
no,
colors.
Just gold.
So there have been a few other scans for Kronos, which I don't have off on hand right now, but there's scenes of Genmu using the Buggle Driver 2 as the Bug Visor weapon mode, so a lot of people are suspecting that Dan is the one who's going to be Kronos, but I don't think this is quite enough evidence to decide it.
I don't know, when people are like, oh, look at the hand pose in the image, it's like, oh.
It's the suit actor! That has no bearing!
It's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's like laser level
Except
3
a lot of the time
Braves.
The suit actors do kind of try and match the way they do things.
Like Seiji
the
kind of was famous.
No,
like,
but the point is when we're looking at profile shots of Kronos, it has the whole thing where like one hand is closed and the other is like slightly open, but like all of the suit scans do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But we did learn one new thing about Kronos. He has a trench coat.
Which is red on the inside, which is I think a really odd choice.
No, it's just I don't know. kind of lose intimidation when he has a trench coat.
I disagree.
Yeah, I really like the trench coat.
And I'm also going to point out that, like Genmu level 0, he also has the silver lined undersuit. If that's any sort of...
Yeah, that's kind of another thing.
Also, wouldn't be too weird, too much of a stretch to think that maybe it's Dan just because...
This is his baby?
Exactly. Kamen Rider Chronicles was his thing. He spent so much time and effort trying to complete it, and that just to die just prior to it.
Nah, watch it.
I wouldn't be surprised if he makes a point of using it.
Watch it. Watch all this just be one giant master plan. Like, he knew he was going to get revived.
You know what I'd like to see happen? I want someone else to be Kronos first, but then they defeat him and Dan takes it. I'd like that.
Go ahead, Emily.
No, you go first.
No.
Because I just realized the last episode I was on, I made the exact same joke, and I'm sorry. It was as long as it's not a Cure-Ace situation. She was a character no one ever saw before.
No, it'd just be funny if, like, Dan picks up, like, the Buckle Driver 2 and the Chronicle Gashit, and I'm just like, what are you going to do with that, Dan? And then he just, like, turns his head and just smiles and is like...
wait, what are you doing?
Turns evil immediately.
Dan, are you okay? I'll kill you all! Sorry.
Try and... relapse.
It's like Homer from the
All right, so.
Yeah,
that's what's
my man Dan's back. I'm so happy. Ha ha, Kiri's still dead.
I was about to say, can, like, Kiriak, like, canonically come back now?
No, because...
He's come back a million times.
Kiriak's Kronos. Fuck it.
He'll come back at the end of the season. Oh, God. Please, no.
He gets revenge on everyone.
He's the last boss.
Yes, he's Dan. Just
he made
stabs
a deal
him.
With Dan. He made a deal with Dan in the end. Be like, hey, listen, I got
Kill
my
with
deal.
The Danvil.
I was just thinking that.
Make
Dan
fun.
Like,
I'm sorry, everyone.
Alright, moving on. We got scans showing Scorpio's monster form.
Ooh, it's pretty.
I think it looks pretty nice.
I love that head.
Well, why does he need a monster? This isn't Kamen Rider. You don't need a monster form.
Okay, example. Juzo from Shinkenger.
That.
Well, there was a reason behind that. He was half Nihlok, half human. Sorry if I said...
said Nihlok.
Well, I don't remember what they were called.
Genoshuka!
Genoshu.
Genoshu. Yeah.
As in, get out. Just kidding.
Genotica.
I am actually rather okay with the fact that he has a monster form.
I love the
of
mouth
of course
the
you
eyes.
Like it. It's a scorpion.
It's fuck, I know, right?
Scorpio!
Daniel, he's got a what's with Toei now with giving... Like, villains' trench coats.
Because it makes them snazzy
it's
as fuck.
It's back in style now, Gar.
Fucking...
Oh, like smoking?
It was like Zed's fucking awesome coat in Tokyuger. I love that design.
Oh, that's
so awesome. A lot of people are theorizing that Scorpio could be Ho-Oh Soldier because of this thing that's on his face. While it clearly has scorpion-like shapes to it, you could also kind of see it as, like, a big red bird.
Ding!
The way I'm looking at this right now, Scorpio sold out his people and killed his own tribe in order to get power from dark matter.
So Anakin.
That's probably what the monster form is.
I could see that
Anakin
happening.
Except he likes it.
So he's Anakin and, you know, Stinger's Obi-Wan. You were the chosen one! You were here to defeat dark matter, not join them!
I like how in this one shot he's got, like, his own spear weapon. That's cool.
You are my brother, Wait, what's his name? Scorpio?
Yeah.
You are my brother, Scorpio!
I loved you!
I hate you!
Well, the question is that, like, a corrupted form that he got from, like, extra power, or does Stinger actually look like that?
That's more... I think it's... If Stinger had a monster form, he'd probably have used it in the first couple episodes.
Yeah, and everyone
just to be more, hey, look, Dark Matter, I'm a monster too. Ha ha.
Also, that bulge. I'm sorry, but
is that what you're choosing to focus on?
Just, it's kind of hard not to look at it.
It's kind of hard?
Moving on.
No, I'm sorry.
I'll be here all week.
He looks like a turkey head.
He does a little bit.
Into SH Figure Arts announcements. First, we have Brave Hunter Quest Gamer Level 5, Dragonblade.
Look at that sidearm.
Okay, you know what, actually? I'm going to say this. The figure arts actually make the Level 5s look pretty pretty cool. Like,
I will agree for Brave and Snipe. Yeah, so Brave, they come with the video game effects, which you can, like, attach to
his
leg.
Wait, go back? Go back to the signs?
You can attach it to his leg.
Go back to signs?
It's got great, perfect, miss, get, hit, game clear, and level up.
Why is miss in the same kind of color tone?
I know,
it's like blue?
We've seen it in both, but yeah.
Watch Snipe come with the other colors.
I don't know. So, SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Brave Hunter Quest Gamer Level 5 Dragon Blade will release September 2017 for $59.40, and base price pre-orders will begin April 28th.
Oh, God.
So,
today!
They'll be out by the time you hear this.
Oh, God.
Well, pre-orders will be.
He become an Ultraman. He has a blade. He has a blade weapon.
It's Mabius.
Mabius yeah, and Hikaru confirmed.
Maybe.
Mabius.
Hikaru.
Next, Kamen Rider Snipe. Hunter Shooting Gamer Level 5 Dragon Gun. Pretty much more of the same.
Same thing.
He also comes with the effects.
Oh, no.
He comes with great in a blue and green.
Did you say that's like the longest name?
I think so, yeah. Kamen Rider Snipe, Hunter Shooting Gamer Level 5 Dragon Gun, or Full Dragon might be longer. I'd
Full
have to
Dragon.
Type.
Yeah, Full Dragon, that's what
yeah.
you said.
So that is like the longest Kamen Rider form name to date.
Christ.
Good job, Taiga.
Badass,
so this one is exactly the same. September 2017, 59.40 yen. Pre-orders as of April 28th.
Now here's the question. Why didn't they just release
him you can attach the effects to his arm, yeah. too.
Why didn't they just release him in a two-pack?
Because not everyone likes both.
Fair enough. They should at least make that option, though.
And next on our level 5 plate...
Yay! So,
Laser level 5!
And Kamen Rider Gemu Zombie Gamer level 10.
I like level 5 design of Laser.
Yeah, no, actually, I was about to say, like, in the show it doesn't look that good, but figure arts, it actually looks cool.
They'll make level 3 eventually.
The only reason you don't like Eiichi is because it doesn't have the fucking Giri Chamara headpiece on it.
I'll say it just like I said on the Facebook post. I understand what they were going for, but it's a disgusting kit bash of a mess.
What were they going for?
Because it's like a transformer made of combined parts.
He's a combiner.
Kind of. Bike plus dragon equals this chicanery.
Bike.
I don't know why they bothered silhouetting Genmu. Everyone can tell what it is.
No, and also they like actually showed pictures of a display of
that's
him.
The next.
Yeah.
He was like, ugh.
Yeah, that's the next article.
Is it just to show, like, he's coming next and not now?
I don't know. So, so both of these will be releasing in October, with pre-orders beginning May 19th.
So by the time the next Kamen Rider series comes around, these will finally be available.
So the logistical thought behind this is, they made Laser Level 5 because we have molds of all the other pieces. But now my thought is, now we have a mold of Laser's body in humanoid form. So, the next release better be Level 3!
It will. What's also funny is Gemu zombie figure art. It's coming out in October.
Which I said.
Halloween.
Yep.
10th month of the year.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I have an idea for a display piece I could do when I get this figure art. I'm going to get another level up Gemu zombie figure, and then just have my two level up figures as just like his critical dead zombie
clones.
Oh, that's so cool.
That'd be fucking awesome.
And just pose them all doing Thriller.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now it's Gemu!
Michael Jackson figure.
Gemu,
yeah.
One of Moonwalker. No.
You know what? That's the name of the episode.
What?
Gemu Knight.
Yeah.
Gemu Knight? What is he? Delu Knight? Howdy Knight! As Gemu?
Yeah!
Hashtag, more love for Delu Knight.
I like Delu Knight.
Delu Knight was amazing.
Yeah, everyone's just like,
except he was a joke, literally.
Yeah.
Anyways, next.
Next on the figure.
There it is. Speaking
news.
Of fucking thriller poses.
There's our photos of the actual displays of the Genmu and Laser figures.
And also, we're getting fucking figure arts Mighty Brothers.
These actually look really nice, too.
Yeah. So, I think that headpiece is actually like a clip-on piece for like both of them.
Oh, yeah, because you can probably have them separate, and then you can have an attachment of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so it attaches to both of them.
It's like how
I was going to say, maybe it just, like, clips together real nice, but no, that looks like a solid piece.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So there is
that's
a line down the center of the chin, so you never know.
But it looks very shallow.
It's a prototype.
But once again, this could just be for display purposes. They fixed it purposely.
Like yeah, that. Maybe.
But when you finally get a figure art, but you don't come out till October.
It's also a Tomashi weapon.
We're looking
exclusive.
At the Genmu figure.
No, it's like no. When you finally get a figure art, but the show will be over when you arrive.
Oh, one other thing. I'm looking at this close-up shot of Mighty Brothers R. And if you look at his belt, you can see he's got Geki Totsu Robots and Dragonite Hunter Zed Gashets in the slots.
Yep.
That's a nice touch.
That's a cute.
And
there's
Laser
Level 5. Click on the picture.
Yeah.
See, that looks cool!
You
like
what?
That.
As a figure, it's less terrible, but still I have no plans to buy it.
Dragon.
Love that armor.
I love
just
it.
Just the shoulder pads.
I just love
fucking
all
awesome.
Of it. Especially the head.
Now they have no excuse.
No, they really don't have any excuse.
You sure?
Oh, he's got, like, dragon feet!
I never noticed that on
I never
the
noticed
issue.
That
How else do you expect him to have feet?
I don't know.
Next article, Ichi, because there's...
Yeah.
One more. SH Figuarts.
Paradox!
Yeah.
Now, what Shadowcaster was speculating on is that it's just a single figure and that you can, like, swap the
parts.
Head and, like, the chest and then put the fists on him.
I
like to think it's going to be a two-pack.
Yeah. I hope it's a two-pack. That way, you know, both of them look crisp and clean.
Yeah. Shadowcaster kind of doesn't just because
Make
he
sure
just wants Knockout Fighter.
Well, like
Krispy Kreme,
they displayed
know.
Both.
No, not Krispy Kreme.
They displayed both figures next to each other, so who the fuck knows? I can see them doing a two pack.
They
yeah.
look cool.
Yeah, perfect puzzle gamer looks fucking awesome.
But you know what won't get
also
a
actually
on that note of them possibly being the same figure, I see a point to that. The waist that looks like it can be 100% reversible.
I'm also going to point out the fact that if you look
yeah.
at the hair on Knockout Fighter, it is definitely not the same head in Puzzle
yeah.
Form.
No, but that's why. It'll come with swappable heads.
I can see that.
Yeah. They've
yeah.
done it before. The Ixa Figuard had both
yeah.
or, same and burst mode.
Or, for the sake of the actual figure, the face for Knockout Fighter actually just kind of clips onto the rest of it. So you can take it off so the
yeah,
hair is
because
not
if you look
sticking
at,
out.
Yeah.
You could still see the red parts on the other side of Puzzle Gamer, but
that's
I think
on,
like
supposed
the
to
face
be
is a removable thing for Knockout Fighter, so it's not like totally visible when you're in
you
Puzzle Gamer.
Holding his own head. Like
all I know is,
I mean, you if you could,
it, if it is
yeah.
the same,
thing. I'd pose him like that for a second if you could do that.
Alas, poor Palad, I hardly knew thee.
Yeah,
yeah.
If it is
holding up his own face.
If it is the same figure, I'm wondering how you change the chest plates.
You probably just. Pop off the chat. Pop
yeah, it's
off.
Like
yeah.
with the
gotcha.
Wizard Dragon.
I don't know. This seems like a lot of trouble to go through when they can just as easily just put him as a two-pack.
Yeah.
It's a high-end, you know, gimmick figure.
Yeah.
I don't see them doing that for an SH no. figure art.
You know like,
what?
Don't
make it. Kevin wants this.
It's got to be a two-pack.
You
it's
know what?
Be two-pack.
You know what? I can see them not making into an SH figure art, sadly.
Hmm?
Level 99 exit.
Yeah.
That
oh
is,
my god.
That is
I
too big.
I want it, though.
I know you do.
But
if
got,
at least...
Like, monster
if at least...
Very true.
They haven't even announced like, a level
Adam.
Up figure for it, have they?
Yes,
no,
they did.
There's a
level
up
remember we saw the picture of it without the armor, so it just X's
no,
head
no,
on a giant skeleton?
Yeah.
No, that was the candy toy.
Oh, whatever.
There is a gimmick figure for level 99.
Oh,
okay.
There, yeah,
it's
there
just not out yet.
Yeah.
Raven birthday present for me and Ichi.
Fucking want it if it happens.
So yeah, no other info about the Paradox figure art, but it's happening.
It's probably going to come out like sometime in like November or something.
Prepare for trouble.
More on the line of interesting fan work that I've seen in the Facebook group.
Oh god,
someone came up with
god
a theoretical
awful.
Laser level 50 form
no.
using a game gashot called Buxo Monster, which is a monster truck.
I love it.
God, that looks awful.
I don't know who
as a fan
this was actually drawn by, but it was posted on the Comrade fan group by Isaac Emmanuel Shaq Rodriguez, so...
Shaq Rodriguez!
I hope I pronounced that right.
That's fucking awesome,
Shaq,
man.
I don't know.
There's like
yeah.
12,000 people in that group.
But yeah, Boxo Monster, I think that's a plausible idea.
Eh.
I could see that happening.
Laser V Cinema!
Yeah.
He's already getting his own Hyper Battle video. He gets all the cameos in the movies.
Everyone loves Laser!
Yeah.
Next. So remember a while ago we were talking about them teasing some sort of Deno 10th anniversary announcement?
I don't think this is the 10th anniversary announcement. I think this is SH. You know what? It's
there is
Deno.
Literally a logo saying Deno 10th anniversary at the top of this image.
Part 1.
Complete Selection Modification Deno Belt and Keitaros, which means it's the belt, the pass, and the cell phone.
That's cool. Where are we getting wing form?
I completely and utterly read that as K-tards and was really...
It does look like K-tards from this
image.
It's
that font.
That's the new name for the Imagines.
No, don't call them that.
Momotards, Kintards, Retards.
No!
What are they, the Shaytards?
I was thinking how to make that joke.
Don't tell them that.
Complete Selection Modification Deno Belt and Keitaros, the 16th entry in the Complete Selection Modification line. Pre-orders will begin May 23rd. No further details have been released yet.
It's gonna be pretty.
Where are we getting wing form?
Never.
Maybe since it's Complete Selection, it'll come with the bits for wing form.
Pre-order exclusives.
There you go.
Maybe.
And with Gao as well.
Ooh.
House of Death DLC.
Fucking DLC. What's next? Is there no spell? Oh, no, it's the...
Speaking of Paradox...
What the fuck is that?
DX Paradox ParaDX Buckle. It's literally just his belt.
Yes, but it has sound effects in it.
Hooray!
So it does, like, the metal sounds and, like, says Pallad quotes and shit.
No.
If you've been looking for a way to have it go... Masuka! Shinshukuka! Jampukyoka! There's two buttons, one for metal sounds and one for Pallad quotes.
Yeah, you know what would be cooler, though, Lane?
Hmm?
If it came with actual, like, die-cast metals.
Well,
you know what would be even cooler? If it came with the actual slot, so that people like me, who only bought the Gasha Gear Duel beta and not the Paradox one, could have a slot.
I mean, like the black thing?
And Lane's got his fucking Paradox Gasha Gear Duel right on him.
Yeah! It's so cool, I love it. Up. No, but apparently Shadowcaster wants this as well because he just wants to suck Paradox's dick so hard.
Wait.
He wants to suck that parody.
Paradox.
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 Yeah, you guys agree with me. It should have came with like a diecast metal set for like...
Eh.
That I'm way surprised you can... they hadn't come out with those.
They have. They have them like
really cheap-ass things that you can only get at arcades. Like the Ultraman Nexus card for the Ultraman... Or...
But no, I agree. I kind of do agree. They should have come with the holder, because that would have been nice. But honestly, if you do want the holder, just get the Gasha Gear Duel. It's a fucking awesome toy.
I don't want it, especially since the Parablaygun is apparently a piece of shit that doesn't serve my purposes either.
You found out the Parablaygun just has
it doesn't
set
work,
sounds
it,
in it.
It doesn't work like the Key Slasher. It can only accommodate the Paradox Gasha Gear Duel. If you put other Gashets in it. Like, it doesn't work the same as the Key Slasher.
I understand, because Paradox level 99 is probably not going to be using any other gadgets, so...
That's not the point, though. I really hate the Key Slasher, and I wanted the pair of Blaygun so I could use my Gashet Gear Duel in it, and also dual single gadgets, and now I can't.
You know what? Just wait till the Key Slasher's, like, super fucking cheap, and then just get one.
I don't care how cheap it is. I don't like it.
Okay. Well, then it's your fault.
I honestly, if I got it, I'd just fucking rip off the slot if I could and put it on another weapon. Anyways, the ParaDX buckle will release in September for 3,240 yen.
That's not bad.
Well, for a buckle that has some sounds in it, it fucking better be cheap. Pre-orders will begin April 28th and end June 5th.
Okay.
Get it while it's hot!
Get on it, Kevin!
SIC Kamen Rider Gaim Jimber Lemon Arms.
Well, more or less
okay.
Jimber Arms, because it comes with all the plates.
Oh, fuck, does it?
Yeah,
I haven't
seen
this before now. Jimber Cherry. Oh my god, that fucking Sonic Arrow is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's got all of them.
Keep going. See?
Cherry, peach, no melon?
It should come with melon.
I mean, it didn't happen in the show.
Yeah, but the figure arts at least came with it.
The gimmick toy did it. The figure art did it.
Well, Lemon, Cherry, and Peach will include both open and closed versions.
Well, that's good.
No melon.
All right, then fuck you guys then.
All right.
It's like in the summer movie where you had the perfect opportunity to do it, and he didn't.
I understand now why we never got melon, Jimber Melon.
Why?
Think about it.
We ran out of budget.
Lemon, no. Jimber Lemon... Peach and Cherry were all based off those three riders. They died. Sangetsu did not.
Well, yeah, but they didn't die before he got access to those forms.
I'm going way too much into this,
wow.
But...
Oh, you know what else I saw? I don't... it didn't come up in my news feeds, but someone, we saw a picture of a SIC Kamen Rider Bravo Jimber Melon arms. And I'm just like, yes, please!
I saw
Anthony, if you can find that picture, put it in there.
I saw a grid on Dongri Arms SIC, and it's fucking badass.
It was in the same scan, and it looks good.
It's fucking cool. But that's sweet. I appreciate the SIC line for what it is, but I'll never get any. Like, some guy on Twitter was selling his SIC drive type speed, and I was, like, a little bit tempted, but then I'm like, no.
So, SIC Kamen Rider Gaim Jimber arms set, whatever you want to call it.
Jimba.
It's called Jimba.
It's Jimber. It will release in September as well for 88.56 yen pre-orders as of April
28th. Okay, I'll call it Jimber if you call Latour to Lartarartar. That's the actual name for it.
Lartarartar.
No, it's O's Lartarartar combo.
I refuse!
It's like Tajadol.
You mean Tajador?
No, it's Tajadol.
It's Tajadoru, because Condor, not Condol.
Yeah, but it's spelled like doll.
L's and R's land.
Are the same goddamn letter in Japanese.
Whatever.
The official Super Robot Wars X Omega mobile game has announced that Daizujin, a.k.a. the Mighty Morphin Megazord,
will be DLC.
The point is, it's in the game.
It's a mobile game.
It actually has a pretty interesting sprite. I like that aesthetic.
I mean, Super Robot Wars, it's all fucking chibi in the actual battle system, so...
It's like
Voltron.
Cheesy Voltron is always adorable.
So this is like in the submarine game for 3DS where you can play as the Aquamarine from Star Fox 64.
Well, no, this is like robots wrote like history of Japan.
Strategy RPG, Super Robot. Here's a Megazord.
Oh, so it's like Namco X Capcom.
Sort of, except it's all just that, and it's easy to fucking make those games because the same people own pretty much all the fucking old Super Robot stuff.
We got all the rights.
Japan, anyway.
Yeah.
So the Mecha is being put out available as a limited special event over May. This is the first time that Super Sentai has appeared in Super Robot Wars, apparently.
Because usually the Megazord don't count.
Yeah, and to commemorate this, the game's official Twitter account is holding a special campaign from April 26th to May 26th. So those who follow and retweet the Twitter and the specific tweet are eligible to win the Soul of Chogokin Daizujin toy, which will be available April 29th.
Oh, no.
I was about to say, I'm rather confused that the first inclusion of Super Sentai in a Super Robot Wars game is the most recognizable Power Rangers Megazord and not any of the more recognizable Sentai ones.
Yeah. Because all of them...
When none of these games ever come to fucking North America because it's a fucking copyright law nightmare.
I bet.
Yeah, but Raven, he's a god. Daizujin is a god.
And I get that. But that doesn't fucking matter in the grand scheme of what I'm talking about.
That and, you know, every other robo between Battle Fever J and Jetman is kind of meh.
And all the ones after that.
Your opinion has no bearing on what these companies choose to do.
It's, like I said, I find it weird that the more recognizable American one is the one they chose for a game that is never going to see any release in America.
Anyways.
Versus all of the more recognizable Japanese ones as far as they're concerned.
They should have done Battle Fever J Robo.
You know,
the very first.
Anyways.
Mecha.
And then I was like, why the fuck would they do this? Oh, right. The fucking die-casting Soul of Shogukin one that they're putting
just
out.
Came out.
Oh, advertising. That's why. Okay.
Oh my god!
Anyways.
You figured it out!
I got it. Now we're moving on.
Yay.
Gun Caliber, that indie toku film I've been trying to get these guys to watch forever.
I watched.
Has been put out a limited Blu-ray and DVD and VHS release. I'm not kidding.
I want that VHS release.
And I am one of the lucky 100 people who will own this movie on Blu-ray. Because I've already purchased it.
What, no 4K?
I don't know.
4K.
We don't have a 4K TV in this house.
I don't like 4 kids. It's being put out through SRS Cinema, so anyone who's interested in owning a physical copy of this movie can do so, unless they've all been purchased, which is very likely.
We'll watch this Sunday.
Well, now we can no longer watch the B version, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so SRS is also going to screen the movie at various film festivals. Will get a proper wide release on DVD and video on demand. So pre-orders started April 21st, and they said that there were only 100 copies of the Blu-ray, so they might all be sold out by now, because when I bought it, there were only 36 left.
Ichi, before we get to the next news article, close your eyes.
I can't click a button if my eyes are closed.
All right, then. Prepare to be shocked.
Uh-huh.
Go to the next article. Saban Brands, new trademarks, Beetleborgs and VR Troopers.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Protect the brands. While this may mean nothing at all, it is worth reporting. Saban Brands has registered trademarks for Beetleborgs and VR Troopers.
So, bleh.
Is this just holding onto their licenses, or are they making new things?
Well, think of it, Ichi. It's not Big Bad Beetleborgs, it's just Beetleborgs.
Yeah, well, that's because Season 2 was called Beetleborgs Metallics.
But think of it. It's not that either. It's just Beetleborgs. Could my speculation be true that they should make a double bill comic with Boom Studios. Half the book is Beetleborgs, the other half is VR Troopers.
It'd be funny if they like made a new VR Troopers now that VR is more mainstream.
That would be so cool.
That'd
be dope.
I see what they're going to do. They're trying to, like, they're going to make, like, Lionsgate's going to make a Beetleborgs movie and a VR Troopers movie, and then they're all going to make their own kind of MCU, like, thing, and then they're all going to cross over in a giant movie where they're going to fight the big baddie,
That's what I was thinking, too, actually, that they were
going to
make an MCU.
Imagine Flabber came back!
I would be down!
Get the original dude!
No, man. Get Roy Iglesias as Flabber.
Oh, God. I mean, apparently they're considering getting him for the genie in the live-action Aladdin movie.
No,
they want Will Smith.
They've literally spent all their money trying to get Will Smith.
Sure, okay.
No. Gabriel Iglesias as Flabber's cousin,
idea,
Fluffy. He'd be down for that.
Damn it. No, I was just saying, for the genie in the live-action Aladdin movie, they're throwing all the money at Will Smith trying to get him to do it.
No.
I came up with a better idea immediately.
Hmm?
Mike Myers.
Yeah!
Yes!
He hasn't done anything since Love Guru!
And apparently he wants to
I'd be down for that.
And apparently he wants to do Austin Powers 4.
Please! I've been waiting!
Also, think of this.
Too late.
Matthew Broderick as Zazu in the new line.
I would love that.
It would make so
okay.
much
sense. Okay, alright, and I'll probably talk.
But no, it's like, oh yeah, for Mask Rider?
All right, guard, take over.
Yay. Magazine scans for Ultraman Zed came out.
Or Geed.
Ultraman, I don't give two
fucks. Geed or Dan!
Fuck it. Kamen Rider Kovu. I'm calling him that now. It's Kovu.
No, it's
Kamen Rider Ultraman Belial Jr.
It's Ultraman O's. Look at that pose he transforms with.
Yeah, we see...
It's his crotch.
We got...
It is, in fact, his crotch.
Yeah, but basically,
confirmed.
The only big difference...
Anthony, zoom in on that crotch.
No!
Spin around.
Now you can see the single pixel of Ultraman crotch! Barry!
Well, no, for these magazine scans, we found out the host for Ultraman Z, or G, Kovu. His name is Riku...
Asakura,
thank you very much.
We didn't know his name was Riku.
It's in small text from here.
No, I'm saying what previous articles we've talked about, we knew his name was Riku.
Yeah, but now we got a last name, and we know the actor.
Same last name as Oja.
Is it?
Asakura Takeshi.
Oh, shit. That's his dark secret. He's the bastard son of Kamen Rider Oja.
He's the son of Oja and Belial.
He's the bastard son.
He's the bastard son of a couple of bastards.
How can Riku embrace his destiny, knowing that the giant of light that resides in humanity is the son of Belial, the Ultraman who was banished from the land of light plotting to destroy its tiny little hex.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you.
Plotting to destroy its
I'll zoom in now that you've finished reading.
Yeah, but there's... the other news article.
Yeah.
Where we actually have the actor's name. Scroll down all the way to the bottom.
All the way.
He is portrayed by Tatsumomi
Hamada.
Thank you guys so much.
God. Hey, he played the role of young Captain Marvelous in Gokaiger versus Utsukeiji Gavan.
But
hey!
Here's the thing, though.
Nice. Marvelous.
He played
Now!
From the Ultraman Zero movie, Revenge of Belial.
Cool.
And his older brother was possessed by Zero. Coincidence?
I think not.
I think so.
Probably not a coincidence, considering Zero's going to be in this, and this is...
So...
We don't have Belial as a...
Now I'm thinking that's why nobody knows of Gene. He's from that dimension where Belial took over and became emperor.
And had a kid.
And had a bastard kid, yeah.
You bastard!
And you know what? That would be really cool if it's just, no, Gene fucking took over the younger brother of the guy who hosted Zero.
Oh, shit.
That's so cool.
And that like, he even mentioned in the promo video that Tsuburaya released, it's like, oh yeah, I was that kid. Yeah.
He's that guy.
Who's that guy?
It's Tensilometry.
All right. Are we done? That's a yes.
That's a yes.
Thank you all for listening and watching, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
See you later.
See ya. Bitches.
No, they're not bitches.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.